Hi, this is Christmas Throughout the Year, where I talk about everything and anything in between. We're getting close to Halloween. I will do 4 segments today and probably 4 segments the beginning of November. As we get closer to Christmas, I will try to do 4 segments every week. So let's talk about Halloween. It's kind of a festive time of year. It's more for children. But I shouldn't say that. My kids went trick-or-treat until they were 14. It was kind of funny, but what could I do? They wanted to go. I let them go. It's the fall season. Everything's changing colors. It kind of mixes in with the blend of candy for Halloween, too, and the price of candy for Halloween. Be sure to make sure you're safe going out with the little ones. Make sure that you all have flashlights and flags or whatever you have, glowers out there with you. I think with my kids, we used like little round circle things that were colorful. I can't remember. It's been so long. But Halloween is coming. It's one night. When I was growing up, it was 2. There is no parade here locally where I live now. Where I lived before, they have a parade every year the day before. And they still do it the day before. I wish they did have a parade here, but they don't. So enjoy your Halloween with your children. Keep track of them. Make sure they're all there. Some of the kids, I know my grandson, when he was little, he didn't like to wear a mask. He had something with mask on his face. And he didn't like to wear them. And so we didn't, you know, his mother said, okay, you can take your mask off. I don't know what it is. He still doesn't like anything on his face. He's just that way. I don't blame him because I'm the same way, really. I wouldn't want anything suffocating me on my face either, you know what I mean? Maybe he was just scared. He was little. I don't know. But he goes, and I don't know where she takes them. Around here, not too many. I've noticed year to year to year to year since the pandemic, which was 3 years ago, it's still going on, that a lot of kids weren't really going house to house anymore. A lot of kids were having parties at home, you know, with the parents there, or just going to the malls and stuff like that. So make sure you check their candy. I always did. I was really a stickler on that. They would come home, and I'd check it and eat some, the good ones. So just think, I mean, I had 5 kids and I had 5 bags of candy, like backpacks of candy. And it was like, we had candy till Easter. So it was a lot of fun. The kids enjoyed it. To think I did this how many years, 5 times? I can't even remember. But rain, snow, shine, whatever, we went out there. It didn't matter. We went. So enjoy your Halloween. Happy Halloween to everyone. And be safe out there. And maybe it'll be a nice night. Hopefully it will be. The only bad thing about it is on a school night this year. And I wish they could change that permanently where they could just put it on Saturday. Make it a definite thing. It's going to be Saturday, the end of the month. That way kids have the next day to relax. Because, you know, they get home, it's 5 to 6 or 5 to 8. Some of them haven't even had dinner. They just want to go out. And they get home and they're tired and they're, you know, they want to eat their candy and the parents won't let them because it'll wound them up. You know what I mean? So kind of keep that in mind. It's a long day for kids at that time of the hour, from 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock or 8 o'clock, however long they have it now, you know. So enjoy your Halloween. Happy Halloween to everybody. And thank you for listening.